You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte and Great Beginnings' Renita Avery Merriweather. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We should specify that Renita is Director of Student Life at Murray State University and also Director of the Kura Center. And I know you're just full of things to do, so thank you for including us in your schedule this busy week.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
We figured that it starts tomorrow and goes through September 4th, the intense welcome that we give families and students during Great Beginnings. One of the nicest things that I noticed in the schedule was the writing of letters by parents. Tell us about that.
What happens with that is we have our parents write letters to their incoming students. We do that on Wednesday for those that move in early, and we also do that for students' parents on Saturday. And so all it is for a way for them to communicate 1 week after school, with writing them like good luck letters, top 10 lists, some things that they need to know. And then after that, what we do is once the student is in school for about a month or so, we will mail the letters to their students so their students can actually read the letters that their parents wrote for them during the Great Beginnings week.
And keep them for a long time, I would imagine.
Yes, that's right.
So you say you have some students coming in tomorrow, some on Saturday. Do the numbers. What do we expect in turn? We were laughing with Dr. Morgan about traffic increasing in Murray.
Yes, it will. So probably on Wednesday, we will probably see around probably 1,000 or so people moving in, and probably a little bit more than that on Saturday. But most of our students will move in on that Wednesday and Saturday. And of course, we cannot leave out our returning students that will actually be moving in on Sunday.
So it's going to take more than, you'll have more than three cars in front of you.
That's right. That's right.
So the folks coming tomorrow are like the band people.
Yeah, it could be band, sorority recruitment. You have football. And then you also have some of those students that are in our specialized programs that are going to be moving in early.
Will there be special programming for them?
Yes, it will be. And it just depends on that department. So some of those like student affairs departments will have planning going on for their leaders to help them. Yes.
But on Saturday, the whole big shebang begins with the 10 a.m. start time to people loading in. Tell about who volunteers for that. It's really quite remarkable.
It really is. And I will first have to give a thanks and kudos to those people that do help us with making the move-in very successful. We have our Murray State faculty and staff members that also help us move in, along with the community members that also help our students move in. So parents, all you have to do is just bring your stuff, and we will take that refrigerator or that microwave upstairs for you to help you move in.
And that's just the beginning of what I would call a day designed to wear them down.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Describe Saturday.
Well, Saturday is, of course, move-in. And then after Saturday, we have parent programs for our parents to attend. So we have, like, what do you do after your kid has left the house? So we have a session on that. We also have a reception at the president's house for the parents to attend, along with any last-minute things that they want to do. And on the student side of things, we have what we call Explore Murray. And that's where all the local businesses come and hand out what we call freebies and free food. And so as the students call it swag, free swag for them. And so that's when they can go around and meet the local businesses that are here in our community, along with getting free food. And then after that, they will meet with their first year leader. And that's that person that will help them throughout the semester and help them get involved on campus. And then we have grocery madness if they need to make a run to the grocery store. Then we're going to have trivia night. So we have a lot of different activities for them to get involved in on that Saturday night.
Winding up at 1 a.m.?
Yes. 1 a.m., yes.
Bedtime.
Bedtime. Not for them, but for us.
Now, Sunday You crank right back up.
Sunday, we crank right back up. We have a conversation and crunch with Dr. Robertson, which is our student affairs, when our students can actually meet the VP of student affairs. That's when our returning students are moving in during that time. We have a residential college meetings during that time. We have a program called Playfair, and what it is a big icebreaker. So they all come in and do all these different types of icebreakers during that time. And, of course, we have our lovely racer band that will be playing out in Lovett on Sunday. And then we have all different types of things scheduled for them to be able to do that night. Yes.
I think we're going to be at Wired at Waterfield
yes,
Library.
Yes, you're going to be there. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me when the hypnotist shows up in the middle of all this stuff.
Yes, the hypnotist will be here. So if you've never been to the hypnotist and you want to be hypnotized, just come on out. We would love for you to do that. That actually will be on Tuesday. Will be when the hypnotist will actually come in. Yes. Excuse me. It'll be on Wednesday, August the 20th at 8 p.m.
And it's emblematic of the fact that the welcoming of new students and old students goes on through Labor Day, really.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Talk about the academic support material coming up.
Yes. We also, during the week of Great Beginnings, we have different academic educational programs for the students to attend, such as tips from the professors, you know, some things that they're going to need to know the first few weeks of school. Also, our program runs throughout so that they can go to the college 101 session, which that's a study skill session, so to kind of teach them how to study while they're in college. So we have those different programs for them throughout the until September.
Now you're going to have to remind me about the 30,000 water balloons and 2,000 people event.
Yes, that is sponsored by one of our student organizations, and that is on Tuesday, August the 19th. So if students want to come out and do a water balloon fight, which is a lot of fun, take them back to their childhood. But yes, they can come out and do that. We would love to see them.
That's at Stewart Stadium?
That's at Stewart Stadium on Tuesday, August the 19th at 11 p.m. Another late event. Late night.
Now, one of the things that I've really enjoyed seeing in the last few years are the tents that go up to help wandering big-eyed students find where things are. Who staffs those tents?
We have different, once again, faculty and staff that really do help us with our Great Beginnings program. And if it was not for them, we would not be able to put on this the different types of programs that we do have during in the schedule. So what we do is that is called our welcome back tents. And we have three different locations that are set up around the Murray State area. And what it is we have candy there, we have water, and we're just there to answer any questions as far as, hey, where is the Curra Center? Where is the library? Can you tell me where Faculty Hall? So we are there just to help them on those first 2 days of school to find their way to their classes in different locations.
Did I also see free coffee?
Yeah, there's going to be free coffee. Exactly. So that will be the
wear
beverage
them out and
boost.
Then perk them up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So if you just go to the stadiums, we will be handing out different things for them to drink.
Well, Renita, thank you very much again for taking the time to be with us. It's a huge investment in our students, and it pays off in them sticking around.
Yes.
Renita Avery Merriweather is Director of Student Life at Murray State, also the Director of the Curra Center, and we sure do appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.